Welcome to the Artist Work Ethic Podcast. I'm Mike Pilak. I'm an actor, screenwriter, and filmmaker who's always looking to maximize my time and potential as I work to break in. In this podcast, I talk to artists of all kinds who have seen success in their fields about their process, habits, and work ethic. Today on the show is James Bowman. James is a musician, best known for being the lead guitarist and backing vocalist of the punk band Against Me. He also runs Bowman Audio Endeavors, where he hand-builds guitar pedals, which you can check out at BowmanAudioEndeavors.com. A couple quick things before we jump into the episode. I've talked in the past about myself working on breaking into screenwriting. Please check out BlackOilFilms.com/screenwriting. There you can check out some of the screenplays I've written. I have the first 10 pages of each one uploaded, but feel free to email me at theartistsworkethicpodcast@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you a full script if you're interested in reading. Last thing before we get into the episode, I would love anyone listening to subscribe, rate, and review the Artist's Work Ethic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps us put the show out there for more people to listen to. All right, James, thank you for coming on with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So through punk rock, we both come from a DIY or a DIY-influenced background. That's had a lot of influence on the way I work. How would you say DIY has contributed to or informed your work ethic?
Well, starting out being in a DIY punk band growing up, and for most of my adult life, I would say that it just instilled a pretty solid base of, if it's not around, make it happen. And I try to carry that over to my everyday life, just with even like our brief conversation before you started recording, when we bought our house, needed to finish the basement. I'm going to see how much of this I can do myself, you know? So even just on like the basic principles of just kind of everyday life, I feel like there are infinite resources out there to learn and educate yourself about anything you want to do. I feel like you can really accomplish anything in your life doing it yourself.
So in addition to Against Me, you've got Bowman Audio Endeavors, where you handcraft guitar pedals.
It's true.
Between all of these things, touring, all of that, how are you kind of structuring your day or your time to balance, you know, your life and productivity and all that with everything else?
Yeah. I mean, the touring aspect of things really closed down for Against Me during the pandemic and hasn't really picked back up. That's what led me to start kind of tinkering with, you know, electronic circuits and stuff. More recently, I have been on the road working with the band My Chemical Romance and working for Frank specifically. The work balance is weird. I mean, I am afforded the luxury to be at home with my family, which I'm very thankful for, but I do have to work, whether that's soldering things, you know, or going on tour with bands. Like, my day is structured, like, I get up, I help get my son ready for school. I drop him off usually every day when I'm around. I usually pick him up every day. I take him to whatever various activities he has after school, whether it is sports or tutoring or whatever. And then I'm down here in my basement and I'm playing guitar. I'm working on guitar parts. I'm, you know, trying to make content. I fucking hate content. Oh my God. For, you know, like demos for pedals. I'm trying to like, I don't know, just stay busy every day and be as productive as I can. And I mean, there's some days I don't want to be productive, but I just really try to force myself to, it's kind of a routine. Like, I get up at the same time every day. I know I have to like get the kid ready. My wife is obviously helping too. Got to like get his lunch packed. There's no cafeteria to school. We have to make him lunch every single day. So it's like, make breakfast, make lunch, get him to school. Then it's like, okay, I'm here. What do I need to do? That's basically it. I don't know. I think it's just kind of structured like any other day. Just practice what you need to practice, get something accomplished for the day, so you feel some sort of like completion. Go to sleep and do it all over again.
So if you're to like talk about like a goal setting, I'm a huge list person. Like I have, that's always what I've done is I have lists for every day, every week, all that. Would you say, how would you say you keep yourself organized in terms of looking out further what you have to get done? What's your like method, I guess, if there is one?
There's not really a method. I mean, it's kind of like organized chaos in a way where it's like, I know when it comes to like pedal building, I want to accomplish building, if it's not for like a dealer order, like someone who placed like a specific amount order for an amount of pedals, like it's like, okay, I'm going to get ready and build 100 of these things. So that has to be pretty organized because there's a lot of parts and soldering and building that goes into it. So I try to set goals where it's like, okay, for my first half of the day, I'm going to prep. I'm going to get 100 circuit boards prepped with all of the like individual components that I have to put in there and get them ready. And I'm going to get that done no matter how long it takes. So I have this window from like 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And then I have another window from about 9 p.m. to about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
where I'm down here just trying to accomplish that goal for, I mean, hopefully it takes me a couple days. Usually it takes me a week, but I just try to do it in baby steps like that, where it's like, okay, for this particular project, getting all these things ready, I have this amount of time to get it done. I'm home right now. I'm not really working on anything else. So I just try to stay as focused as possible and not be distracted by content, which is, I don't know, my wife and I are discussing that today where it's just like, she's like, I just feel like Lloyd Dobler. Like, I don't want to buy or sell or do, you know, like anything that's commodified or, I don't know. It's just really hard to, I don't know, like not be so focused on apps and I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean,
it's the world we live in, unfortunately now, but.
I had to start an Instagram for this podcast. I wasn't on Instagram before this. And I'm like, my wife is like the marketing person of the two of us. And She's like, oh yeah, this blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, even now I hate doing it. Like I hate sitting down and like having to like use Canva to make graphics. And I'm just like that. I don't have that thing in me.
I mean, I would much rather be being, I don't feel like I know it has like it is being productive because that's what people like use to, I don't know, research and gravitate towards, but it's like, it doesn't feel productive to me. It feels like I'm wasting my time and I don't enjoy watching reels I get stuck watching them sometimes, but it's like, I don't want to create these things because I don't specifically like them, you know? Yeah. But it seems unfortunately like a necessity. And my wife is a marketing person, like, you know, like that is her job. So she's just like, let me help you. And then all these things she wants to, I know you don't want to do it, but if you do this, these things work. And my eyes roll in the back of my head. And I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Like, we have the same conversations here.
Yeah. It's like, I would much rather just sit down here and like play guitar and try to come up with stuff and like build guitar pedals.
Yeah. So how have you dealt with rejection in your career and pushed yourself to kind of get over the wall and just keep working and going forward?
I hate being bad at things. So I've never gone to school for anything specifically. I went to high school. I never went to college. I never like studied anything, majored in anything. I just ended up being in a mildly successful band that took me around the world. I never had guitar lessons. I just kind of figured it out, which I think you could tell. And then with like the same thing, like working on circuitry and stuff, it's just, I don't want to be bad at anything. I feel like there's enough resources online. And unfortunately with fucking like YouTube and shit, like you can figure out how to do anything. I don't like strive for perfection at things, but I want to be like proficient enough to like fake it until I make it kind of thing with like pretty much anything I do in a daily, yeah, you know, day-to-day routine.
I think that's just an important thing that you bring up, that I do feel like separates, it sounds like shitty to say, but it separates people who are doing these things, whether it's music or acting or writing or directing or any of that stuff, that those seem to be the people who will go and just figure it out and just make something happen. And, you know, and then there's a bigger subset of people who just don't do anything. There's just something there. And the like you're saying, the tools are there, the resources are available. And it's just about kind of getting yourself out there and just pushing through and doing something.
For sure. All those things you'd like, I would love to be an actor. I would love to be a comedian. I would love to like, and I don't know. I feel like given those opportunities, I feel like I would, like any opportunity, I feel like I could like, if the fucking plane was going down, I'd be like, you know what? I got this. Let's do it. I'll at least give it a shot, you know? I feel like that way with pretty much anything. But if I'm not good at it, then I'm just like devastated.
That's where I was going. It's that mindset that you said you can pretty much figure out anything. I feel like that mindset is important to people chasing these types of things that we're talking about.
For sure. I mean, I also suffer from the problem where it's just like, well, I can do that. And then if it doesn't hold my attention or I think it's like worthwhile, then I'll probably never do it again. Or it's like, maybe I'm not necessarily that good at this, but it's like, I don't know. When am I ever going to need to like MIG weld something? Or you know, it's just like, I don't know. I'm not going to do this.
How important was that perseverance in, say, the early days of Against Me before kind of breaking through?
Well, I mean, we like started, you know, moved to a college town and like in Gainesville, we were kind of like the outcasts there. Like there was like already this like pretty crazy DIY or whatever music scene there. And we were just like kind of the black sheep of that. And we would book shows and stuff. And there weren't really many people there or anyone there. And like the cool people, like the hip people around town, no one really liked us. So we just got out of town a lot. You know, we just would book tours, you know, just DIY tours and go play literally anywhere across the US. And then after doing that for a while, like we came back to town and we wanted to put out a record and we didn't really have the resources to do it. So we just went to No Idea Records, which was like the spot in Gainesville, like where everyone was doing their records. And they were just like, oh, we totally would have done this. Like, we just thought you guys were like doing it yourself. It's like, oh, well, shit. I don't know, being that young too. And just like, this is what we're going to do. It was just like any means to make it happen, whatever it takes to do it. Like, fuck it. Like, we're not doing anything else. Like, this is what we want to do. Going to figure it out, you know?
Yep. All right. Do you work better in the morning or like early in the morning or late at night if you had to choose one?
Man, I feel like I get more accomplished in that like earlier 9 to 2 than I do the later 9 to 2. Like I hit a wall around like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if I can't push through that, like, I mean, it's a lot easier when it's like baseball season. I love baseball. So I can just put on a baseball game in the background and just I don't even have to look at it. I can just hear it. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm distracted. And the next thing I know, it's like 3 a.m. And I'm like, shit, but awesome. I got a lot done. But lately I find like definitely in the morning, like I can get focused. Like I wake up, I get, you know, my fatherly duties out of the way, get the kid to school, go work out in my garage, and then I come downstairs and I'm like ready to go, and knowing that I have to be done by, you know, 2:30 to go over and pick him up, it sets like a definite time for me, like time constraint. And then at night, I mean, I don't know, like last night I came down here and I was like, all right, cool, and I started doing stuff, and then I ended up playing guitar for like, I don't know, until like 11:30, and I was like sitting in the chair like, oh my God, I'm falling asleep. It's like, I gotta do something else. I'm going to bed. I think in the morning, I feel like I'm a little more productive in the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. If you want to talk about where people can find your pedals.
Oh, yeah. BowmanAudioEndeavors.com. I'm out of everything at the moment, but I'm working on more. Right now I make some overdrives and distortions and I like them. I made them for me. People, if you like them, sure, check them out. Make some content for me. No, I'm just kidding. awesome. Yeah, not much of a salesman, you know?
All good, man. Well, James, thank you for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe to the Artist Work Ethic Podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review the show. Follow us on Instagram at The Artist's Work Ethic, and check out theartistsworkethic.com.